There was more violence in the Middle East today. Israeli helicopter gunships killed a Palestinian militant and four children in a missile strike on the West Bank. Seven other Palestinians were injured. An Israeli army spokesman said the strikes were aimed at a Hamas militant and apologized for the deaths of innocent civilians. In a separate incident, a Palestinian gunman infiltrated a Jewish settlement in the West Bank and opened fire, seriously injuring two Israelis before he was killed. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israel Television reported that Apache helicopters fired two missiles at a car in the West Bank village of Tubas, south of Jenin. The first missile hit two children, ages 8 and 10, standing next to the car. The second missile hit the car, killing three occupants, a member of the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, and two Palestinian teenagers. Israel Television reported that the target of the attack, a senior militant from the Islamist Hamas movement, escaped from the car after the first missile hit. An Israeli army spokesman confirmed that it was an attempt to assassinate the Hamas leader. The spokesman expressed regret for the civilian deaths. The Palestinian Authority condemned the strike and charged Israel with undermining peace efforts. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat called it a brutal act of murder and accused Israel of a continuous policy of assassinations. The Al Jazeera television station quoted a member of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction as saying that the response to the killings in Tubas will be painful for all Israelis. The Israeli missile strike comes 2 days after Israeli tank fire killed four Palestinian civilians in Gaza, all members of one family. It also comes as Israeli and Palestinian officials are trying to work out details of a new joint security plan for Palestinian police to take over security from Israeli troops in parts of the West Bank and Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer is due to meet Palestinian Interior Minister General Abdel Razak Yehia early next week. The meeting was postponed twice last week, once by Palestinian officials after the killings in Gaza, once by Israeli officials after mortar fire at a Jewish settlement in Gaza. Hours after Saturday's missile strike, a Palestinian gunman infiltrated a Jewish settlement near Nablus and opened fire at a group of Israelis at a yeshiva or religious school. Israel Television reported the gunman was killed by residents of the settlement. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine claimed responsibility for the attack. Also today, Palestinian militants shot dead a 24-year-old man they accused of collaborating with Israel, the third such execution this week. Yesterday, militants killed an 18-year-old woman in the West Bank city of Tulkarem as a suspected collaborator. She was the niece of a 35-year-old mother of seven, Ikhlas Khoury, shot and killed for collaborating earlier in the week. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.